Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Immigration officers in America shoot a woman in the face. Yet another example of the brutality of the capitalist secular system. On January 7th of 2025, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE agent in America shot a woman repeatedly in the face as she tried to drive away from them in the city of Minneapolis. Part of the current administration's plan for, quote, make America great again, is detaining and deporting those they view as, quote, illegal immigrants, and has been moving full steam ahead and is expected to get worse. Over the past several months, President Trump has ramped up immigration enforcement by hiring 12,000 new ICE agents in just 4 months, sending them into cities and towns across the nation, harassing and terrorizing people, seemingly with no training and disregarding the laws. They target people who are not violent or criminals, as they claim. They do, however, target anyone who they think looks like an immigrant, and as a result, have arrested people who are here legally. Who are here legally are American citizens and even Native Americans. They use extreme brute force in arresting men and women, as well as dealing with protesters. ICE agents have conducted a military-style raid on a residential apartment complex in the middle of the night, arrested parents dropping their young children at school, shot a pastor with a pepper ball as he quietly prayed outside an ICE facility, and ripped a wife from her husband's arms as he was trying to protect her, even as he started having a violent seizure. After Trump said that Somalis living in Minnesota were, quote, lowlifes, like this can only be a liability to our country's greatness. Send them back to where they came from, Somalia, perhaps the worst and most corrupt country on earth. He sent 2,000 ICE agents in one of its major cities, Minneapolis, and home to the largest number of Somalis living in America. While not exactly clear why the victim killed in the city was in the neighborhood at the time of the ICE raids, it seems as if she was using her vehicle at one point to block agent vehicles from entering further into the neighborhood, a tactic that has been used across American cities to protect immigrants until they can leave the area. There are multiple videos that were taken of the shooting. The victim has a verbal exchange with an officer. She does not have a weapon and does not threaten anyone. She slowly backs her vehicle up so she can drive away. Three agents are surrounding her vehicle and one takes his gun and shoots her point blank in the face 2 to 3 times. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem quickly made a statement calling the victim a domestic terrorist who ran over an officer despite the video and eyewitness accounts that show otherwise. This sickening display of power is just one of many. America, which likes to tout itself as being a beacon of justice and freedom, has shown its true face in front of the world when it has protected an officer who shot a woman in the face in front of dozens of witnesses. There is no denying that despite what they say, we have repeatedly witnessed blatant abuse of power, both within its borders and abroad. This is just an example of how fundamentally flawed, divisive, and violent the secular political system is. Furthermore, the inhumane and brutal treatments of immigrants who are simply seeking a better job or protection from violence that they suffered in their homeland demonstrates the utter inhumanity and vacuum of compassion of the capitalist system. Under the Islamic Khilafah, caliphate system, the leader is obligated to take care of the affairs of the citizens, and the police force would not be permitted to use excessive force on the people. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
الإمام راعٍ وهو مسؤول عن رعيته.
The Imam, ruler, is a guardian and is responsible for his subjects. Furthermore, the Khilafah would welcome immigrants and provide them sanctuary and a dignified life as full citizens of the state, as they wish to make the Khilafah their home. For this is the justice of Islam. All this is a reminder to the Muslims of the mercy that the Islamic system offers humanity rather than the callousness of the capitalist secular system. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.